You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. If there's one overarching principle Mayor Bloomberg has brought to city government, it's accountability through data. If you can measure something, then you can manage it better. In 2007, the Bloomberg administration launched a new computer system for the city schools called ARIS. Test scores, attendance, and student histories would all be merged into one complete data warehouse. The goal, to give teachers and principals more tools for staying on top of their students. But as WNYC's Beth Fertig reports, the $80 million system hasn't yet achieved its full potential.
It's not the same.
Well, 19 times 2 is what?
An outsider walking into a fifth-grade classroom at PS 10 in Brooklyn sees 26 students sitting at different tables. But to Principal Laura Scott, there's a method to the teachers' grouping.
I know that there are, for example, at the table closest to her, there is a 4 sitting next to a 3 and across from a 2 and a 1.
Those numbers refer to scores on last year's state math exams, with 1 being the lowest and 4 being the highest.
And so it seems like she purposely set up the table so that there's strength at one side and the strugglers at the other, and that they could refer to their peers whenever they needed assistance.
Good teachers are constantly switching around their groups to give the strugglers more assistance while challenging those who are more advanced. This requires them to stay on top of their students' progress with vigilance. To help them, ARIS, which stands for Achievement Reporting Innovation System, combines lots of different data sources in one web-based computer network.
You come on, and initially there's the Home tab, and then you can click on a tab that says My Students.
Deborah Van Doren is the fifth-grade teacher whose class we just saw. She's showing what she can do when she signs into ARIS. Immediately, she sees a list of her students.
I can see how they performed on the ELA last year, the math last year, and the science.
And it's color-coded by how well they did on the test.
Yeah, a red would indicate that they were far below standards. An orange would indicate that they were approaching standards. A 3 would indicate...
Another column shows how many days they were absent, with pink for kids who were out too often. In some ways, Van Doren concedes ARIS is like a fancy highlighter pen, because any good teacher knows which students have trouble and which ones don't. Instead, Van Doren says what's really cool about ARIS is the way she can share ideas with her colleagues at PS 10, which has almost 800 students. So if Van Doren wants to find a good example of realistic fiction for her students...
We can actually create links on ARIS itself. So, for example, The Ticky-Tacky Doll by Cynthia Ryland, one of our teachers finds useful for alliteration, similes, metaphors. So we can then click on it and we can create a link.
The creators of ARIS envisioned this when they said their goal was to let data drive instruction. They wanted a teacher in Brooklyn who found a successful reading intervention to share that with teachers all over the city. But while the teachers at PS 10 are pretty active, Chris Cassell, the school's computer teacher and resident data expert, says ARIS still isn't very user-friendly.
I think it's great. I mean, I'm a tech guy. I'm a data guy. I enjoy it. But it also does sort of give me pause at multiple times from the teacher perspective.
Teachers complained from the start that they were left out of ARIS, even though the education department said it conducted focus groups. Training was rolled out slowly, and even today, the mere mention of ARIS can cause some teachers to roll their eyes over its $80 million price tag. There's still a divide between the super users, like Cassell and Van Doren, and those who rarely check into ARIS. Cassell suspects that's because some teachers still find it difficult to post and read each other's recommendations.
We don't have a lot of time. You want to be able to see, I need to click on this resource. It opens up. Oh, it's a Adobe PDF file. Well, it should open up directly in that same window or a similar window. I shouldn't have to download it to then open it up to see it. Because you're going through, you want to be able to have things right at your fingertips.
And it's even harder to share information outside your own school. That's why Cassell and Van Doren call ARIS a skeleton. Principals and data geeks can use it to sort out information for an entire school or grade, but it doesn't have the flexibility and details teachers want on a daily basis. Classroom quizzes, for example, never make it onto ARIS. And parents see even less, just annual test scores and attendance. To compensate, some schools have used their own money to buy separate data systems that can track daily and weekly updates of student learning. Schools, including PS10, have also built their own websites for giving parents access to homework assignments, PTA meetings, and other things they want that don't get onto ARIS. Shale Palico-Saransky, the school system's chief academic officer, acknowledges there are limitations so far.
We've done a very big set of work to create an environment where lots and lots of data can flow, and we've created initial set of applications that a lot of our teachers are using. We've seen a steady increase by both teachers, parents, ever since we created ARIS.
Saransky says almost 165,000 parents have logged in this school year, and 51,000 teachers out of a total of about 75,000. He also says ARIS is now adding in more features. Like an iPhone, he says, it will soon accept new applications in response to the demands of its customers.
You can look at it as technology develops, things that were developed 2 or 3 years ago begin to feel clunky. Or you can look at it as, how do you develop a strategy so that the tool can continually rise to the challenges and the needs that people are asking of it?
And he defends the $80 million price tag of ARIS because the city had to upgrade its aging data systems anyway. Because of the No Child Left Behind law, states and cities around the country have spent the past decade building data warehouses so they can track student achievement. President Obama is now giving grants to states, including New York, to build even better data systems. If ARIS gets only a passing grade from teachers, that's largely because it had a difficult rollout. Insiders say there were plans to make it more teacher-friendly, but they were postponed because IBM couldn't deliver and a subcontractor had to clean up the job. This is why there's still a problem with what you'd call teacher buy-in. Even at PS10, where many teachers do use ARIS, fourth grade teacher Teresa D'Ambrosi says she doesn't give it too much thought. D'Ambrosi has been teaching for 35 years, and she says she tracks her students by paying attention.
I can see the children who are responding and those who just sit back, and everyone participates because I will call on those children that aren't responding. They're sitting there very meek and mild and quietly, so everyone does participate.
Still, computer teacher Chris Casale says ARIS is gradually changing the culture of teaching. That's because there's now finally a place to share information online.
That's where it helps to drive students forward, is that you're more easily able to remember all the mass amounts of things that come our way. It's much easier to do it digitally than it is in different notebooks or having to go to that other teacher and say, oh, by the way, what did you say the other day? I forgot. Or you mentioned a book. I don't remember what that book was. And the teacher's, I don't know. I'll have to go look. You have the meeting, you post it on ARIS in the meetings space, boom, it's there. Refer back to it at any time. I think that is invaluable.
As ARIS gradually includes more tools teachers can use, the city expects they'll feel the same way. Meanwhile, ARIS is used by the Department of Education to crank out annual report cards for schools based on how much progress their students make. And the city has begun using it for grading teachers. But it's taken longer than expected to give teachers that same degree of power with a system that's all about student achievement. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.